Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Buddy Cast. I am your host, William Henderson. Joining me, as always, is my buddy, George Ferrito. Joining us today as our guest via virtual video chat, Mr. Aaron Chase.
Hey, who made that intro? What the fuck is this?
We new age, brother.
We've upgraded since you've been gone.
That's fucking great. That's awesome. It's funny. Do you have other sounds?
Yeah, we have so many, dude. It's
too many. We don't want to just burn them all on the podcast. Just give them all like away. Come on.
Of course. You got to savor the sounds. What were you going to say, Will?
I was saying it was funny when you left, we found that there was more money available. It's weird, Aaron Chase.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know if there was more money or we actually had a successful show that we had resources with which to dip into. That was it.
Yeah.
When did you leave, Aaron Chase? Today is November or something, right? So how many months have you been gone now?
I think it's been like 3.5 or maybe 4 months. It feels like a year.
It really does. I feel like you got deployed for 2 years, then you went to Kabul or something, and now you're coming back via satellite.
Kind of are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's trippy. Is that how you guys felt when you first moved? That first few months just felt like forever?
No, mine went pretty quick.
Same. Mm. I think I was just living like a rock star because I saved $6,000 I think before I left. So I arrived and I was like, oh, I have money. This is fine. I don't know. I was balling.
Yeah, I treated the first 2 weeks of mine like a vacation.
Yeah,
I don't think I paid rent in my room for the first like 4 months. I was just living with my friend's family.
Nice. Yeah.
You guys definitely did it right because I'm struggling right now. The car broke down. God damn. It is not a game. Yeah, the car broke down.
Yeah, it's a different story out there. And you're like,
the potholes, man?
You better get it fixed before that snow falls, homie.
But you know what? I think I'm just going to leave because during these months, they don't do street sweeping, so I won't get tickets. Okay. And I'm just going to let the snow do what it needs
just
to pile.
It's going
to
become this mound of ice just forever.
And then in the spring, it's going to melt and you're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have a car. I forgot about that. It's the money part is admittedly tough, but you know, I'll figure it out. I've been cutting back on shit.
How do you get around? What do you
public bus transit? And train. Bro.
It's Chicago. It's really good public transit out here. When it works. When it doesn't work, fuck,
you're fucked.
Your life.
Yeah.
Define doesn't work, like when it's late or when you just like, I guess no bus today, huh?
So there have been times when you're waiting for the bus and it just doesn't show up, or when like the train, like recently the Pink Line, that's the one I take to get directly to my place.
Of course you take the Pink Line, you fucking homo.
You would take the Pink Line straight to the anus.
I want to take the gayest line. Yeah, yeah. Everything is shaped like dildos.
I know. The lines on the map go to like a little head at the end with a circle for the stop, you know, and then, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It looks like a dick.
That's great, man. And you got to like suck a dick to get on and off the train. Money that way.
There's no more turnstile. There's just a gay guy sucking dicks and he keeps count for the day.
Basically. he gets really upset when you jump over it and then he grabs you. And
yeah.
He's like, yeah. But then
just face rapes you, just makes you suck his dick.
The Pink Line was being rerouted to the Blue Line, and it takes you to where you need to go, but when it doesn't work or when it's inconvenient, it's incredibly inconvenient.
Yeah.
But
is there a way to like look that shit up? Like, oh, like follow like Chicago Transit on Twitter or whatever, and then they'll be like, hey, tomorrow, you know, this is gonna be down.
And then
whatever.
Aaron's like, I don't have a Twitter, I can't do that.
No, you just find out. And then you just show up, and it's, and the lady over the intercom's like, this shit's not going the way you wanted it to go today. So,
we'll write you a note.
So, have you been days where you're like going to go somewhere, and then it's like something doesn't show up, and you're like, well, I guess I'm not going to work?
It's happened for mics, but during the daytime, it's not an issue. If I lived more north, I wouldn't have to worry about it. So once my lease is up, I'm just gonna move more north.
When's your lease up?
Fucking August. So I got time.
A year.
Yeah.
I feel like that's gonna come up real quick.
August. Yeah, it's been cool. The weather thing is interesting. Will's face.
Dude, I knew. Like, I tried to tell you.
No. I love the weather so far. Right now it's like 45. Which is,
I mean,
that's
it's nice Thanksgiving weather.
Yeah. I'm always sleepy.
That just might be depression, bro. I don't know if that's the weather.
Seasonal depression, like, that's not a game. Like, as soon as this call's over, I'm just going to go to sleep. But no, like, right now it's cool. I'm enjoying it. But knowing that it's going to get low, like, February seems to be when it's going to get fucked up. So right now I love it, but I know what's coming, and I'm just going to have to hunker down.
Yeah, February in like cold areas is both the shortest and longest month.
I can only imagine. But apparently I didn't realize this. I have a California vibe, according to people out here.
Well, yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, you're here.
They think I'm like real chill. And like, oh man, he's super easygoing. He never gets upset. Like, they don't.
Well, I mean,
they don't
are.
Realize. I get upset about shit.
I mean, not you don't have to run mics anymore. So, what is there to get upset about?
That's true. The pink line not showing up.
Yeah,
and having to suck an extra dick.
Dude, when I saw your TikTok the one time I think the trains were down and it was like extra cold and you were just bitching and I was laughing my ass off, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. The certain trains will just stop running at like 1 a.m. And if you don't make that train, it's game over. You better go find a shelter because it's going to get too cold.
So what did you do? Did you walk or did you find an electric bike?
I just walked.
How far was it?
I think it was like a mile and a half, maybe.
Oh, okay. So that's not bad. Too bad.
No, I've worked out my schedule and I get kind of how the place works. Like when you guys were talking about how over the time you'll figure out where the spots that you go to and you know where your grocery store is. Like I kind of know how to navigate it now so that doesn't happen. And then when I move more north in the following year, it will be far less of an issue.
Hmm. Do you still have your skateboard?
The longboard or the electric skateboard?
The electric skateboard.
I have it, but the wheel.
God damn it, Aaron Chase.
The universe is testing me.
How bad do you want to be a comedian, Chase?
Yeah. It's an experience, man. The tire went flat and it's not like, I don't know. I got to go take it to a shop or something. I think I'm going to sell it.
The tire on your skateboard went flat?
Yeah, I got one of those dope ass. It was dope. I got one of those like heavy duty electric skateboards, like real deal shit. And then the tire went flat.
Hmm. Hitting too many of those Chicago potholes, yeah. I guess.
The pot, oh my God. It's crazy.
Do you know why they're worse out there though, right?
No Mexicans. Why they're
There's no Mexicans. That's right. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Isn't it because of the weather, right? Like it just wears down.
So it's especially in wintertime when there's cracks or small holes, the water will get into it and then it freezes and it expands. So it just opens those cracks and holes even more because of the freezing water. So over time, it's just constantly like water freezing, unfreezing, water freezing, unfreezing. And it just
poverty, oppression, water freezing, and then unfreezing.
Murders, right. Murders, murders. Water freezing.
Science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys think it's weird that the Eiffel Tower is shorter during the winter? That blows my mind.
I did not know that.
About it. Yeah.
How?
Because what you said, when it's colder, the metal contracts and shrinks. It's like few inches smaller every winter.
Damn, so go in the summer, huh?
Yeah, if you really want to get your bang for your buck. Yeah, that's 3 inches, an extra penis length or so.
Yeah, I mean.
No, just me? Don't look at me like you, that, dude. Fuck you guys. You guys are assholes. Do you feel like you're getting better at comedy, Aaron Chase? That you've been 2.5 years away now, it feels like.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because I don't have to, because not running anything, like I just sit there and I watch other comics. I watch people that are terrible, and then I watch people that are fucking amazing. Mm.
What? You don't like, get to see Will anymore.
Yeah, don't talk about other people.
Right,
like that.
Right. Well, I can't compare people to Will because he's at God status. We all know this.
Yeah.
No, but there's this guy. I can't remember what his name is. He calls himself the bicycle comedian, and he gets on stage with a bicycle helmet, and every single joke is a bicycle pun.
I love it.
Does it crush?
I love it.
It's one of those like, oh, he's really going for it. there's a level of respect in that he is really going to make every single joke a bicycle pun.
Is it?
But
is it different good? Every time, or is it like the same 5 minutes?
I've only seen him a few times, but I never thought that a bicycle could be picked apart in so many ways.
Dude, imagine he ends up doing like 4 albums, just like 4 different hours on bicycles.
All bicycles, baby. And then as the albums progress, he gets more and more gear. So it starts with a helmet, then you got the arm, the elbow pads, and just build from there.
And then his last one, he's just riding around outside just
with the GoPro.
Yeah.
But then on the other spectrum of that, I was hanging out at the Laugh Factory and they gave me some stage time.
I see that.
Yeah. And I felt like my set was meh. I was like, okay, well, that, I didn't bomb, but I didn't do great. And then I got off and this dude goes up. God damn, just everything he said was hilarious. Everything.
Yeah, I hate those fucking people.
And so I was watching him, and I've been watching guys like that, just kind of picking apart what it is they're doing and you know, trying to apply it to my own shit. So
doesn't that seem so exhausting, though?
Yeah.
Like, where every line you have is a punchline, it's like, fuck, that sounds exhausting.
But it's so hard to explain.
It's just like the way they present it and the way they deliver, it makes it funny. It's not necessarily what they say. It's more how they say it sometimes.
Yeah. And just the way this guy talks is just fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I did a show back when I was in Michigan with a guy. What did I say his name was? Rob Little? Rob Small?
Mini Rob.
It was one of the... I should look it up. Oh, you're on my phone. I can't. but he was like that. And I consider it like cruise ship comedian. Like where like everything is like bam, bam. Or like a Vegas comedian. It's just like you have to keep people like engaged all the time or you're going to lose them. That's the kind of energy that he had where it was like every single thing was funny. And it was like, how do you do this, dude?
I stay at it. I stay on my grind.
Watching it is like, okay, it's interesting. I watched that. I'm like, oh, that's not my style. I can see, like, I'm sure I could eventually write like that, but I know personally I don't want to do what they're doing. So that's another little lesson I learned. Even though it works, it's not me. And the Southside mics are crazy.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a game, man. Their open mics are shows. They make people pay to go to the open mic.
God damn.
And they're ruthless. Like the audience doesn't give a fuck. They're like, you better make me, I paid $10 to be in here. You better
Flappers used to make people pay to show up to the open mic, like $20.
Really?
Yeah, they would try to bark for people. This is Flappers Claremont, and like when we first started, or when I first started, they would bark for people outside, and then they'd get them all the way up the stairs, and then they're like, "All right, it's going to be $20." They're like, "Bro, you had to drag us in here. There's no one else in here," and that's why they didn't have an audience at first, because they refused to let people in for free. Like, they didn't understand that those people were still going to drink and eat food. Like, you were still going to make your money. They were trying to charge $20 for non-performers to sit at an open mic.
Crazy.
Yeah. Bad move on their part. But out here, it seems to work. I think that was the other thing, is like the weather makes people want to go to shows. Like, when I first got here in the summer, there's people or whatever, but as it's gotten colder, the better the shows get, because people are like, well, I can't sit outside or whatever. Like, I want to go do something.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it.
Yeah. I would agree. That makes sense. I was surprised at how many people came out to my show in Michigan. It was probably like 60 people in a little bar. And I was like, I didn't know there was 60 people in this city.
I wish I could have seen you, Will. No.
Me too. I didn't have time or resources.
That's fine. How is your father? Is he alive still?
Yeah, as far as I know.
That's crazy, man. Good for you.
I know.
How is the IEs?
I mean, it exists. I don't know. It's there. It's how do I describe it? Do you ever plant anything in school? Like, they made you grow tomatoes or something. And then do you remember there being just this weird lull where you're like, I know the plant is growing, but it looks the same every fucking day. And I'm sure there's nothing actually happening. And you're convinced at one point it's died. That's where I'm at, where it's like, I look at the scene and it's the same shit. And I'm not entirely sure if it's dead. And so we'll see what happens next year.
I don't think we've had more than 5 comics at the Riff Off in 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That is crazy. That's annoying, because the Riff Off is the best.
It doesn't make sense. That's what we always say. It doesn't make sense.
I wish there was a Riff Off out here.
It's the best if you don't suck. We should say that. But that's even fair, when you fair. Don't suck, some nights is gonna fucking suck.
But that's what gets you better, I guess. That's whatever. I don't know. It's not my business. Whatever.
It is, though, because comedy's comedy everywhere. Like, if you guys had something like that out there, I'm sure you'd go. Especially even if not just for the gimmick. Like, what other show is doing something like that right now, currently? Yeah. Consistently,
just in LA.
Yeah, not one I've seen out here.
But Brooks has people. Statistically speaking, half of the people in there are regular people, regular folk. You know, so it's not like you're doing it to no one.
Yeah,
I just don't get it.
Yeah, so, Jesus. Speaking of performing in front of people, I had my first bomb at the Laugh Factory last night.
Cool. And nothing hurts like a club bomb, really.
That is an anomaly of a feeling. Like,
your entire everything, every choice you've ever made. You're like, I messed up. I'm not meant to do this.
I'm gonna be a door guy.
Yeah, that's how it's, because there's people. Like, there's people, yeah. And in your head you're like, oh, all I need is people, and it'll be fine. Fucking no, they gave they gave all of, I mean, I left after my set. I was like, well, I'm going home before it snows, which I haven't really gotten yet. It snowed a little bit, which I'll get into, but yeah, man, I just left. So I don't know if any comic was able to save it, but everyone just bomb, bomb, bomb. They just didn't give a fuck. It was crazy.
Hmm.
So
they were just happy.
That was an awful feeling.
Yeah, they were only there for the heat.
Just a bunch of homeless guys. That was why they all had beards. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. They were only drinking water.
But the snow, I've gotten a little bit of it.
And I'm Tell excited. Me more. Are you?
Yeah, I was at a play. I was in a playground. I was at work, and I was in a playground, and the kid like started snowing a little bit. And the kids were like,
you were like, oh my God, everybody go inside. It's, there's a fire. It's ashing. We're going to die.
Yeah, it was surreal. Like it did. It came down like ash, but it was cool and not, it didn't make you cough.
Yeah. 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 The first snow is pretty. It's exciting. It'll get old.
Yeah, I believe it. It hasn't snowed enough to where it sticks. Like, I can't. Yeah.
It's got to be cold enough for long enough. So, like, right. The ground has to freeze. So, you're going to have to wait until it gets below freezing for, a week or two.
You know, it'll be an experience.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited for the new season of Ridiculousness after this fucking ground freezes in the Windy City. Oh, how is there not like races, like sail races, where you guys just hold plastic bags and let the wind carry you across the frozen tundra?
That'd be cool.
Did I just start a business? Did I just start a business again?
Probably.
Fuck.
You could probably go uphill.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, everything out here is super flat.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe you could go up the Sears Tower.
There we go.
Have you been there yet? Have you been up the Sears Tower?
No.
It's pretty fucking cool, dude.
I believe it. But that's some tourist shit, bro. Fuck yeah. The
bro, you're a tourist.
Yeah.
Be a tourist.
You've been there for 3 months.
The Chi-Town, baby. This is Chi-Town.
What he's really saying is he can't afford it.
Does it cost money to go into the tower?
He's like, the 100%. Pink line doesn't reach there, and I can't get any on anything except the pink line, so...
What's some tourist? I've been by the Bean. I've been to the Wrigley Field. I didn't go in because there's no reason for me to go
Hockey,
in.
Hockey, got it.
I've driven past the Sox, their stadium, but that's in the south side in an area where I'm like, I'm not gonna. There's no reason for me to hang out.
Yeah. An area where he goes, I'm not from here. I don't go here.
Oh, yo, people in the south side can tell immediately. It's interesting. It's like, I need to figure out a way to get around this because I'm hitting this loop where every time I go up in the south side, if I acknowledge immediately, like, yep, I'm not from around here, immediately laughs, and then I can get into my material, but it's annoying me now.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm going to have to do about that.
Stop wearing necklaces.
That's not possible. It's the necklace. It's the boots. It's the boots that aren't actually Timberlands. They always point that out.
They're Pumas. Are they Fila's that you got at Ross?
It's fucking Wolverines, baby.
William's been rocking Pumas. His fucking clearance rack Pumas.
Wasn't Alex mom gonna get you Timberlands?
She did. Hold up. And they're
she
clean
loves you more
too.
Than she loves her son.
They're clean as fuck.
Okay, nice. So why don't you wear those when you go to the south side?
Because they're clean, baby. I don't want to mess them up.
Dude, just spray some Never Wet on them.
You never worn them?
He wears them to
I've
shows.
I've worn them like twice.
Jesus, bud.
I bet he wore it to the Laugh Factory.
When he bombed. Did you wear them last night?
No, maybe it would have gotten better if I did.
Maybe.
They're magical shoes. It's like Mike, but for comedy. These are actually Richard Pryor's shoes back from the 70s.
Oh, yeah. He was wearing Timberlands, was he?
Yeah. You didn't know that? His signature shoes?
No, didn't know that.
You got to get up on your comedy history, bro.
I guess so.
Are you going to meet up with Frankie Oy at any point? Because he is currently on the road.
En route.
Yes. Yes, I am. Because he doesn't know where anything is out here. So he's going to hit me up when he's out here, and I'll show him where the mics are that I hit.
Nice. When?
Yeah. This is that. What's up?
When?
I don't know. It's up to his schedule. He's going to have to let me know when he's out here. I don't know what he's going to do to keep warm, though.
Build a fire in his van.
It's so cold. I wish I could, like, genuinely prepare. Like, I wish I could share memories with you of the cold.
I've walked around in, I want to say the coldest it's been for me outside has been about 20 degrees. And my hands,
that's pretty cold.
I couldn't feel. They just dissipated. It's
going to get colder too.
It's really hard to, I know what you mean, because I know it's going to get colder, and I've already gotten a taste of what that feels like.
And then it's going to be snowing, and the wind's going to be blowing.
Yeah.
You can walk backwards, bro.
No texting.
No.
No texting outside.
No, you just got to get the gloves that have the, you can tie, you can
yeah,
use your
the
phone
frostbite holes in them. They're fucking
no,
stupid.
No. That you make gloves where the tips you can use with your phone.
I have those. I tried them. It doesn't. It's
you got to get the right one.
It doesn't really. Yeah. All right. We'll pay for them for me.
I have some. If I find them, I'll send them to you because I don't need them.
I'll thank. Yeah.
But
I'll
they're pretty
them,
small, so they might not fit you.
My hands and penis are huge. This is true.
I'll look for them though. I might be able to find.
But
get them some.
Gucci oh, I got
gloves.
A little beanie. I got a little beanie for my penis.
Uh huh.
It has like
you
a,
got a peenie.
Is it Bluetooth? Like, does it vibrate? Like when somebody tips you on your fucking TikTok, or like,
it's no, man. It's just for aesthetic purposes. So like, if I'm bombing, I just take it out, and I'm like, this is hilarious, right, guys? And then I go back to my set,
start drawing
and
a
it brings,
smiley
it brings
face.
The audience back.
You should you put back. put the beanie on it, and then like. Roll up like a little blunt and put it in the tip of your dick so it looks like it's smoking a blunt.
That'd be one of those things someone goes to Chicago for. You know how you go to Mexico to watch the donkey show? They're like, you know, if you go to a certain part of Chicago, there's a dude that smokes a backwood through his cock.
I'd pay to see that.
I'd pay to see you do that.
I bet you would. That would take the money. Cool. Yeah, Frank. When Frankie gets here, I'll show him around. I don't know what the fuck he's gonna do in New York though, because it's not a game in New York either in terms of the cold. I imagine.
No, it's
and
equally as bad.
I imagine DMX going, "This is not a game. It's the weather. Fuck what you heard. You not be chilling, homie."
he's living in the van in New York, right? Like that is his plan.
I hope not.
I hope not. Also,
yeah. That's called in New York. That's called a casket.
He's gonna get snowed in, dude. He's gonna get snow plowed in, bro. They're gonna pile it up. He's not gonna be able to get out. He's gonna die. His body's gonna be there for 6 months until all the snow melts.
But you're gonna get a lot of keep on trucking podcast episodes. So
he's just gonna bank them, and we'll get post-mortem releases.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
Frank
be like
do
Mac
it.
Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
Good for him.
Frankie's not as good as Mac Miller.
If only.
They're not the equivalent in comedy and music?
No.
Okay, cool. Good. Good stuff. We'll leave it at that. Fuck, I was going to say something. I can't remember what it was. That wasn't about
it's
weather.
Weird because you said before we started recording that the comedy scene fucking sucks out there and you're the best one. So elaborate.
Well, you see, when I go on stage, people bow down. They say, oh, that's the great Aaron Chase.
They throw roses
Riverside,
on the stage.
California. That's something I found out. If you say you're from California, you're from L.A. to them, no matter what.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I've even elaborated, like, where I would be like, well, I'm from Riverside. They're like, where is that? It's like, it's south, and it's like, all right, so you're from LA. I'm like, I guess I'm from LA.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
sure. which I find interesting. And everyone's always shocked that I moved out here.
But like everybody assumes I'm from Detroit.
When you really?
Yeah, when I'm like, I'm from Michigan. They're like, oh, you're from Detroit? I'm like, nope.
Does it annoy you, or have you just gotten used to it?
I mean, a little of both. Where it's like, do I genuinely look like I'm from Detroit?
Right, right.
Like,
I guess they don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe the shelter has an open mic night for comedy on Tuesdays. So, yes.
But that's like, I don't know. That's all they know. That's all people know about Michigan. It's like Detroit or Flint.
Right, right. So at least they don't assume you're from Flint with that fucking busted ass water.
I mean, they'd be closer. So.
Well, that's sad. I'm producing my first show, co-producing. Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Back in the cycle. you were free, bro. You were free, flying like a bird.
Nah, I'm still free. This dude, Christian Royce, he hit me up. It was like, hey, man, you want to help me run this?
Shout out, Christian.
Royce.
Yeah. And it's going to be at a theater, so we don't have to set it. Like, it's all set up for us. And, yeah.
How many people?
I don't know. He was just like, just help me run it, and I'll do everything else. I said, okay.
Oh, well, and that so seems he, like a him good and, but sketchy deal.
Works for me. I don't have to do anything. Him and this dude, Adam, they booked the people, and they're just like, all right, man, just help us do sound and stuff. You get your time, and it is what it is. There cool. you go.
Yeah.
How much time are you getting?
I think I'm doing like 8.
That's a weird number, but okay.
Boo.
Yeah, they got weird numbers out here. 20,
really?
They do 3 to 4 minutes, 8
to 7 to 8
minutes.
What the fuck does 3 to 4 mean? Is it 3 or is it 4?
3 to 4 minutes. 3 to 4 minutes. Are you being funny? All right, you get 4 minutes. Are you not being funny? You get 3 minutes.
All right, fair enough. I like that. I actually have no problem with that. Okay.
Yeah. That's another thing that I really like out here is that there's this respect for the craft that people seem to have. I don't believe, you know, when like a new person comes in, I have people in my mind that I'm thinking of, but a new person comes in and they think like, I'm going to do stand up and now I'm famous. I haven't seen any of that out here. Like,
oh yeah,
every person
that's
I've
an
seen,
LA thing.
Is it?
Yeah. Or like a SoCal thing. Because you're so close to Hollywood that it feels so attainable.
Yeah.
So it's literally just like in their minds, it's just one person noticing them, and then that's it. It's blast off.
Right.
But people from outside, they know better because there are no scouts or whatever you want to call them, agents and shit. Like it's not.
I don't think they're real. I don't think that's. I think nepotism is real, and I think someone goes, "Hey, I know a guy that does comedy. If you want him to read for this part, I think that's real." But no one.
I think it's partly that, and like, you should go check him out at this spot. Mm. But you're probably well established by then, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. And there's a very clear. Wait, what?
It sounds nice out there. It sounds like people. Yeah. Have integrity for the things that they do and want to get better at it, some of them at least.
Are we going to move to Chicago?
No, George? It's too cold. I'm not trying to walk backwards anywhere, bro.
Yeah, yeah. We should just go during the summer, like spring to like October.
Dude, my schedule's free. Let's go. What are you doing?
You guys should come out in the summer. I think you would really like it. It's awesome.
Yeah, Chicago's dope. Have you ever been? Mm-mm. Chicago's awesome.
I haven't been east of the Rockies.
Oh,
so
should change that.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's definitely a respect of the craft out here that I like, but there is a little bit like there's a distinction between the north side and the south side that's really vast. Like the north side is about writing, and you say your setup and your punchline, setup and your punchline, and the south side has this looseness. Where you have to engage with the audience, like you need crowd work for it to for them to respect you almost. It's interesting.
It's urban.
Yeah, basically. But it's not like what you would see on TV. Like when you watch it on TV, it loses its punch. It doesn't have that same feeling. Like when if I would have watched some of the stuff I've seen in the South Side on TV, I'd be like, that's fucking stupid. But when you're in the room, it's hard to describe. It's like it's just so much energy behind it. That it's pretty awesome. Hmm.
That would scare me. Those rooms would scare me.
I mean, they're just a live room, you know?
Yeah.
It's like crushing at the riff off.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, this is definitely at least 40% momentum. Like, it's the only reason I'm here right now. It's because of the energy in this room.
I would just have to prove to them within, like, the first 20 seconds that, like, I'm cool. I'm cool.
it's a lot of that. Yeah. It's just interesting, man. This is like, it's like a culture shock, but in the best way. I really like it out here.
What would you give Aaron Chase of the past, like, advice? So if like, hey man, you don't have to go to Chicago, just do this. I learned this. You just do this. Your life will change. Not necessarily comedy related, but like, what's your lesson that you're taking? At least this year, I would say, because this year is definitely a Chicago year one for you. So, and we're closing out the year. God damn it. That's why I'm saying August is going to sneak up on you, because fucking my birthday was just happened and the month is over now. Like,
I know, right? I feel like I didn't recover from my trip. Like, I'm still not, like, back to normal. You know?
How long has it been?
3 weeks now?
No, it's been like two. I think. Or did I work one? I worked 1 week. I know it's been like a week and a half. And I don't know. I don't know. I've been like, I still wake up super early. Like, I'll wake up at like 5:30 and like look at my clock and I'm like, oh fuck, I just gotta go back to sleep. And then I'll go back to sleep for 45 minutes and I'm like, all right, I guess I'm getting up now. And like, I don't know. It's just been really hard to get back on track. And like being motivated to want to do, I don't know. I just don't want to do anything. It's weird.
No, I know the feeling. Yeah. Jesus Christ. As far as the thing to learn, if I were to give myself advice, it would be patience, fucking patience.
Who's that?
Like fucking pussy stuff. I like in my head movies, it's and like, you know, that fantasy you have when you're going to go do something that you've never done before. You're like, this is basically what it's going to be like. And it's going to be awesome. And everyone's going to clap for me. And they're going to be like, you're the man.
That's how that's what your head movies are.
Just fantasy. Just so much fantasy.
Mine are so negative. Mine are so opposite you.
Williams, mystery, this is going to suck.
This is going to be terrible.
Tell me about your head nightmares.
That's what they should be. Yeah. Head horror movies. Okay, head horrors.
When I first head I like that.
Yeah.
Head horrors. It's an alliteration. I like that. I'm gonna take that from you.
Thanks.
Yeah. You can have it. When I first got here, and I was doing the Laugh Factory mics, I kept doing well. And I was like,
all right, don't just sit here and lie to us like that, bro. Like, you're just going to look us in our digital faces and say that you did well? Come on, bro.
That's why last night hurt me so much, because I got cocky. Because I was like, I always
do well. You're so confident. You just fucking strode up there with like swag and everything.
With his Laugh Factory shirt that he bought at the gift shop.
I came off like a douche, probably, because I was so overly confident. I was watching other people.
I'm from California.
Yeah, that's exactly how I talk. Bro, dude, let me tell you something about my dad, brother. Like, that's how I talk now. I was doing well, and in the little flyer, it's like, if you do well, we'll email you back. Best set, whatever. And I was doing well for like every time, and I was starting to get frustrated. I was like, what the fuck? Why am I
so good?
and then eventually the manager was like, hey man, you're funny, you should just hang out here. And I started to hang out every weekend, just kind of watching the comics. And I was watching guys who were fucking amazing, way better than me, who are just on the cusp of making a living off of it, or aren't making a living off of it yet. And I was like, oh, and I was doing it for multiple weekends, just sitting and watching people and not getting on stage. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm not nearly as good as this guy. And he's not even there where I think I need to be anyway. So, right. Like, patience was key, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Dude, if I was hanging out at the Laugh Factory for more than a week and they didn't throw me on stage, I'd be so pissed. I would have left. Making me wash dishes? Why am I here right now?
I don't know. I've been told that too, even like people out here, where they'll just be like, you know, like going to comedy clubs isn't always about getting on stage. Like, it's about just showing your face and like being around and letting them know that you're not a problem. You know, like you're just there and you're a comic. And, but again, you're not going to be a problem. That's a big thing for people.
That was the not getting on stage part I had to learn was part of it, was that like when I go to the South Side, they have this like fraternity style of doing things for like 2-3 weeks in a row. I would go there and they'd be like, I would sign up first because I'd get there early and be waiting just like, okay, can't wait to get on stage. And they'd be like, yeah, nigga, you're not getting on stage today. So we got this motherfucker from Florida. We got this dude from Atlanta. We got this guy from DC. You're not getting on stage. And I'm like, oh, all right. Like,
I don't
and
even I know where there. Riverside is.
Yeah. But then because I've been relentless and I haven't been, it didn't deter me from going.
Would you sit through that whole show?
There have been times where they wouldn't tell me I wasn't getting on stage and I would just sit and wait the whole show and I wouldn't get on stage
and it would just end and the lights would come on and you're just sitting there with your fucking Shirley Temple
a tear waiting
just your hands wrapped around your drink and you're just I guess I'm not going up. It's like 11:30, like, oh, I guess I'm gonna miss the pink line too, so
yeah, okay, I think I'll sleep under this subway bench. That's fine.
Yeah, you know what? I'll just stay in this bar and I'll just sign up first thing tomorrow and maybe they'll put me up tomorrow.
I had a moment where it was early on where I didn't understand that that's what they were doing. And so I get skipped like 5 times. I signed up first, I got skipped, and I went over to the host. I was like, hey, man, I signed up. Here's my name. And he was like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, I guess I'll get you on next. and then he was talking to this other guy. And then when I was supposed to go on, another guy went on. And he gets on stage clearly talking about me. And he's like, you know, these young niggas don't know what we had to go through when we was down here with Bernie Mac with motherfucking. And he just started listing off dudes. And he's like, nigga, stay in your lane, nigga. Oh. And then I went up after him. And I knew that it was like it was like testing me. So I fake puffed my chest out and I went back at him and whatever. And then after I got off stage, he was like, all right, man, that one thing you said was funny. You need to do this, this, and this. And I said, oh, okay, what about this? He's like, yeah, I don't got time for that. And then he walked. So I'm realizing, like, in terms of patience, it's just like, you know, they don't know me, and yeah. It is what it is. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't mind sitting and waiting. I get it.
That's fun, and entering yourself into a new scene is always interesting.
Yeah, I feel like you described a weird Aaron Chase comedy version of Drumline. Can we make this movie? Can this be your first movie? What do we call it? Punchline?
I think that's already been a movie.
But it's all comedy. Right? It's Aaron Chase. Tom Hanks. Comedy.
Yo, I gotta tell you about Chicken Wing.
Yes, please.
is this a person?
Or, this is a human being.
Okay.
Or an open mic, because that's a great name.
So everyone's got nicknames. There's Chicken Wing. And there's Tiny Thickums.
Do you have one yet?
No, I don't. They're not gonna give me fucking.
I think Aaron joined a gang. Shoes. I think that's what he's trying to tell us.
they disguise their gang meetings as open mics.
Yeah.
So the first Southside mic I went to is a couple. This was maybe 2 months into being here. I hadn't gone to the Southside yet because they it's a different world. Like, it's so segregated. I didn't know who to even talk to find them. And eventually I ran into a guy who sent me to another guy who had me find the mic.
Dude, and you had to find an open mic like you found crack.
Yeah, basically.
That's fucking sad.
I had to go, like, do a secret knock to get in. It was a whole thing. And so I go up first after the host, which, by the way, the hosts in the South Side are fucking amazing, which we can talk about that. But I go up and I'm trying to, like, I realize, like, okay, I got to interact with them a little bit. So I'm riffing with the audience. And this one dude is sitting in the back, and I was like, hey, well, what's your name? And he said, Chicken Wing. And in my head, I was like, oh, that's an easy laugh. The audience is going to laugh at that, obviously. There's no way they're not going to laugh at a guy named Chicken Wing. And then nobody reacted. And then I just looked like an asshole. And I get off stage, and then the host is like, all right, okay, cool, whatever. All right, up next, we got Chicken Wing. And this motherfucker gets on stage, and immediately is like, this motherfucker's shoes, he's not from here. Like, he went on to me, and then he went back to his set. And afterward, but it's so strange, because, like, afterwards, he gave me dap. He was like, all right, you know, good job. Like, you're funny, yada, yada. There's a respect there.
Yeah.
But it is a completely different world. And the hosts are – the hosts in the South Side, I can't speak as much on the North Side – but the hosts in the South Side are, all of them are fucking killers. It's like they start off this room that's so dead and doesn't want to laugh. And I watch every single one of them just drag the audience with them every time. It's crazy. Right. Patience, fucking patience. Jesus.
Yeah. That's good.
I miss Chicken Wing story, but.
Oh,
you!
I'm sure I'll hear it when I re-edit it, so it's fine.
It's basically me embarrassing myself. It doesn't matter.
All right, so let's start a death pool on when Aaron Chase's name dies and he starts going by his comic nickname.
What would it take for you to accept a nickname?
What would it take?
Yeah, like I don't know. Someone gives you something good. Would you run with it?
I would only do it in the South Side.
Would be your stage name?
No, I would do Aaron something Chase.
Oh, would you change your Facebook to it?
No, fuck that. The segregation out here is staggering, where you go to the South Side. Like, I'm on the cusp of it. I am on 18th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And the higher the numbers, the more into the South Side you're going.
Okay.
And right above me is the North Side. I'm like right on the cusp of it. And it's crazy, because what works down there doesn't work up north and vice versa. It's like you have to switch into this different mode almost.
Yeah.
And in the South Side, if I were to get a nickname, it would be a South Side nickname. It would be only when I'm in front of black rooms.
It would just
if
be
I were to go to the North Side.
A food item? Is that their theme? Like, what is their...
Aaron French Fry Chase.
I would take that. If I'm thinking of something...
Good,
else,
I'm
going
to give it to you. We're going to put that on the podcast title.
I'll take that nickname.
Shit, that would be so funny.
So, do you guys actually think you'll be able to visit?
Yeah, I can make that happen. My schedule's very free now.
So. Him, me, I don't know.
He's not sure if he can pay rent. He's still trying to figure life out.
I don't know what I can do.
It's understandable. I don't know if I'm going to be able to visit this summer because of the plane ticket and like how much all that's going to cost and not working and shit. So I got to figure that out still.
Word. Yeah. Well, we got to wrap this up because I have more things to do today, fellas.
Right.
So if you want to plug your show, Mr. Aaron Chase, that you're producing, if you've started a new group, it sounds as...
Don't act like we don't get listeners in Chicago.
Yeah, all of the fans out in Chicago.
We will now because you're listening. Look, they're going to listen and they're going to be pissed at you.
Yeah, Chicken Wing's going to beat you up in a parking lot.
Chicken Wing is going to be so mad.
Oh shit. It's gonna be on December 2nd at 7 p.m. It's called the Fuck You Show.
Of course. Nice. All
And
right. That'll
it's
be
gonna
easy
be
to
at
promote.
the yeah, it's gonna be at Lincoln Lodge. I invited coworkers to that. I warned them.
That's smart. That's super smart.
Yeah. And that's the only thing that's important coming up.
What about you, William?
This weekend, November, are we gonna, is this gonna be out before this weekend?
I
Probably
don't know.
not.
Probably not.
All right. Well, Solario Brewing, when is the December one? The 20th?
18th?
18th, the week before Christmas. Follow me on Instagram at willie_d20. I think that's about it.
I am
Let's play
at.
D&D together.
Oh, yeah, we should do a Zoom D&D. I'm at the George F. Everywhere. We are at the Buddy System Co. everywhere. Go to our website, www.thebuddysystem.co, for everything. Aaron Chase, thank you for FaceTiming with us this morning. We appreciate
Yes,
it. Or
thank
not,
you for
whatever.
having me.
Just fucking go
We
fuck
miss you.
myself.
We love you.
I love you too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Later, Aaron Chase.
There you go.